So, Jamie, how did it all begin for you? You were a founding member of Shakespeare and Company. Someone doesn't just fall off the bus and...
Yeah, I was actually working at a small storefront theater in Northampton, Massachusetts with a friend of mine who started it named Mark Cuddy, who's the artistic director of the Jiva Theater and has been there for many years. And Mark and I had gone to school at Colorado Women's College on a theater scholarship. Yes, eight guys in a school of 1,200 women. It was formidable.
You didn't go there to study theater, I know that.
I studied a lot of things. Anyway, but so I, you know, he started this theater, got a grant, and I came out there, and I was working in Northampton, and we were doing children's theater and a late-night cabaret and a regular subscription season, and you know, in an old Polish home at the end of Pearl Street in Northampton. And at that time, Tina Packer had come into Smith College to direct a show, and she did a series of workshops, and I finagled my way into the workshop, and I got to know her. And then shortly after that, she got a Ford Foundation grant to refurbish Edith Wharton's house, the Mount, which had been previously the Fox Hollow School for Girls. And she got a Ford Foundation grant and took a group of students from Smith College and myself, and we went up to Lenox and put Edith Wharton's house back together again. And at the same time, we studied Shakespeare, and I studied with Kristen Linklater at that time, and B.H. Berry, Fight, and John Broom, Movement, and Tina. And, you know, that was the beginning of Shakespeare and Company, and I was one of the founding members.
Wow.
Stories about the founding of the Shakespeare and Company, you know, veer toward the apocryphal. It's almost like stories about the group theater in the 20s.
Yeah, they are apocryphal, and I'm sure some of them are true. It wasn't as dramatic as maybe time has made it out to be, as is the case with time. But, you know, it was a very exciting period, and it was a remarkable, you know, group of people. And Tina, you know, had, you know, found this method of dropping in the text, you know, for a deeper connection to the text. And, you know, we're all part of that in the early productions. And it was exciting. It was indeed.
And that experience led to your 14 seasons at Oregon Shakespeare, is that correct?
Yeah, with a brief stint, I was in Denver at the beginning of the Denver Center Theater Company. I was there for about 4 years or so. And then I was went up to, when was it, in 1988, I think it was, the winter of 88. My first show for the Oregon Shakespeare Festival was in Portland, when they had a theater in Portland, and... which has subsequently become the Portland Center Stage. I did The Miser and then Pericles, and took Pericles down and went into the season in Ashland. I was there for 7 seasons, and then took a break, got married to my beautiful wife, Ursula, and our son Daniel came along at that time. And then I went back after about a 4-year stint, I think, and did another 6 seasons in Oregon.
What a beautiful career.